Hartford. Rolling Stones. Loving Cup. Who else can be here? All the way down, going out to Heidi. Highway Star, made in Japan. Deep Purple, going out to Heidi.
Big in Japan.
Heidi ho! Heidi ho! Haven't heard from her since Christmas. Heidi ho songs.
It was good.
Yes, we always like hearing from Heidi. Rap Beach Party going on today down at Nantasket Beach. It's in full swing.
It is.
What band's playing right now?
Right now, it would be Club Lenahan A Go Go.
With Kenny Highland.
As the host.
Why don't we play, we'll play some Gizmos. One more Stones, then we'll do some Gizmos.
And whatever, Stones.
Yes, and whatever you guys want to hear. 855-915-9636. And I hear some star celebrity might call from the Rap Beach Party at 3 o'clock. We'll see.
Oh, that's news to me.
We'll see.
We'll see.
91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Another goodbye, another Sorry about the cutoff on that tape last year. But that's just how the way it goes. So you can kind of imagine on that one. And here's one that Thomas and I wrote called Cave Woman. Herbie calls you Cave Woman because of your wild hair. But I call you Cave Woman because of what you got down there. I took you to the movies to see Chariot of the Gods. We didn't watch the movies, Lord, we watched each other's bodies. You're my Cave Woman. You're my Cave Woman. I wanna be your slave. I wanna be in your cave. I wanna be your slave. You can make me behave. Took you to a dance at the middle school gym. He walked up and said, "Aw, you're going out with him." I took you to the movies to see American Graffiti. I was so proud of you, you were my high school sweetie. You're my cave woman. You're my cave woman. I want to live in your cave. I want to be your slave. I want to live in your cave. You can make me behave.
WMFO in Medford. I have William Steves on Facebook. He's this guy. He wants me to be in a movie with him. He's going to do, well, I won't say what it's about. It might be secret. I don't know. But he wants me to be in his movie, William Steves.
You can't say what.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's new. But he's flipping out going, "Who's singing this Cave Woman?" That would be Kenny Hyland with the Gizmos. Great guy, and he's playing down. Is he playing tonight?
He's playing with Hopelessly Obscure.
With the Hopelessly Obscure tonight, but I'm sure they'll be doing some. I mean, he heard I like Cave Woman, and he did it with them last time I saw him. So
yeah,
you can basically request anything, and Kenny will do
and
it.
Kenny
I think
will do it.
Yeah. So get down there. What time is he playing?
Midnight.
Midnight. Okay. No. Yeah. Okay.
12 a.m.
He must be the last band.
He is.
Hopelessly Obscure. Get down to Nantasket Beach and check them out. And William Steves. I'll talk about this later if he wants. I got to read it. But he wanted to hear some Radiohead.
And all right.
I'm not sure if I can find that song. We might have it on vinyl. But I'm going to play a Radiohead cover because I like doing things people probably haven't heard before.
Okay.
How about this? Paranoid Android by the Easy Star All-Stars. And then I'll play. Maybe I'll still do a Radiohead. This one goes out to Billy Steves. MFO.
Yeah.
101.5 WMFO in Medford. Radiohead there, Idiotech, or Find the Bunker. Women and children first. Or who's in the bunker? Who's in the bunker? Going out to William Steves. Awesome stuff. And, yeah, we're still talking about the Rap Beach Party. It's going on full throttle down Nantasket Beach. My band will play there tomorrow. I'll be hosting all day tomorrow. I think we've named everyone. We played a few of them. We're playing today. But look it up if you didn't hear who we said who's going to be there. It's the Rap Beach Party. And
it is. Fourth annual.
Fourth annual. It's a tribute to the old Rat Skella and bands who played there. Most of these bands have, well, all the bands have at least a member. Well,
yeah,
I think
most
of them have a couple.
Probably, yeah.
Yep. I think you, like,
it has to be a tie there, a connection.
Yes, somehow. Who's playing on tomorrow's bill? Do you have that in front of you?
I do have that in front of me. Tomorrow it starts off with Maddie Peck.
Yeah, that's a youth
orchestra.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Trusty Sidekick.
Yeah.
Followed by Billy Rath's Street Pirates.
Right. Billy Rath, he was from Johnny Thunder's band, bassist for Johnny Thunder's. Good friend of ours, passed away just 2 years ago. Yeah, but his band he had been playing with lives on.
Lives on.
And they'll be doing that stuff. Hey, I got a call. Let's see who this is. MFO, MFO, you're on the air.
Hi, Marion.
Heidi.
How's Michael doing?
Michael Stewart. Well, he has some health problems, so he's not. He hasn't been doing the show, but he stopped.
He popped in a couple weeks ago.
Seems to be doing better. But
well, he might be in.
Are you what?
He might be in then.
No, not today. He's not doing the show anymore.
He might be in.
No.
Eventually.
I don't think so, unless he changes his mind, but I think he's, retired from the show.
Wow. He knew a lot.
I mean, I'm sure he'll visit.
He's welcome.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll visit. He came by maybe a week or two ago.
Oh, that was nice. And he played on the show?
No, he didn't play. We played some of his songs, though. You mean the Brigands, his band?
Yeah, because Michael's the DJ there with Jimmy.
On my show, you mean?
Yeah, Michael, the one that used to, be there when I came.
Yeah, Michael isn't on the show anymore. And you have your radio up again. You sound like God.
Echo.
I know. So he's not coming back?
No. Jimmy James is still on the show.
Yeah, but Michael's not.
Nope. You can say hi to him on Facebook if you get a computer.
Really. Buy me one. Okay, Brian, have a good weekend.
I'll tell him you were asking about him, though, okay?
I will. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. That's funny, because we were just talking about Billy Rath's Street Pirates. We'll talk about the rest of the bands. But
and
this,
what does it have to do with...
This is so fitting with Heidi's phone call, because I have queued up, get off the phone, Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers. MFO.
Now, let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to Trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
So casually seen, it don't.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Schmel. He's on Facebook. I was saying, you're missing the Heidi calls. I saw his green dot wasn't on there anymore, but then he came back. He's listening. He's like, he says, she liked the Mike Stewart. Yeah, she does like the Mike Stewart. Yeah, she always seemed like she was trying to get a date with him.
Trying to meet, hook up with him.
She was here at least once.
I missed that day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She liked Mike. I think she thought she could get Mike.
Well, could she have?
I don't think so. I think Mike has higher standards than that. I don't know. Of course she could have. Heidi's a babe. When are you coming in again, Heidi? You coming in again? That'd be great.
It would.
You have many fans on the show, Heidi. Schmel loves your phone calls. Anyone else want to hear anything? That was Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers. That one really takes me back to, it makes me think of Billy Big Time. I've seen him do that one at, you know, rehearsals and stuff so many times. Such a great song.
I used to love the rehearsals, that little
behind
little shack in the woods.
Dave Starr's place, Devo.
In the woods.
No. Yeah. Yeah, the American Pickers would have liked that place.
Yeah.
Dave was a bit of Hoarders. Actually, he was on that
he
show.
Was on
Our friend,
show.
Dave Starr, was on Hoarders. And it was like the best one, too.
My favorite.
They made it all like... you got to see it. The music. It's all drama. Dave, I'm leaving.
I'm done with you.
I'm done. Greg Allen Group's playing tomorrow.
They are, yeah.
Was he going by Greg? No, it's Greg Allen's Fringe Religion.
Yes,
now.
That's who's playing, yep.
Love Greg Allen. This is, I got a couple things by him. We'll play a cover. We'll do a Neighborhoods cover by the Greg Allen Group. Something, it says Baby Strange, I'm assuming a T-Rex cover by Greg Allen's.
I wouldn't do that.
I want to. Greg Allen's Charm School.
Assume.
Oh, well, that's why I'm saying, you know. So if it's wrong, you can say, oh, okay, he was wrong. I'm not saying I know. We'll find out. It's called Baby Strange anyways. And then, yes, written by Greg Allen, Manic Boy.
One of my favorites.
So, you got it. What do you want to hear? 855-915-9636. We are 91.5 MFO. Well, when you're wrong, Marie. Greg Allen. That was the Greg Allen Group, Manic Boy. For that, Greg Allen's Charm School with Baby Strange. Probably an original by Greg Allen. I beg your pardon. The Greg Allen Group before that, Prettiest Girl. Neighborhood's Prettiest Girl. Yes, that was not T-Rex's Baby Strange. A very cool Baby Strange, but a totally different song. But now since everyone has that in their head, you know, or maybe they're going, what possible song could Brian be talking about?
They could be.
They might be.
They might be.
I'll play this for you.
Uncle Baby Strange. One and a two and a bubba bubba boo boo, yeah! I see you talking, ooh, with all of my friends. I'm Shadow Dunder, your knights of thunder, ooh, I wanna be your friend. Hey. I wanna call ya, I wanna call ya, ooh. A passion, my whip is lashing. Ooh, I wanna get you in there. Ouch! Ooh, you're strange. Don't blame me, baby. Strange, don't blame me, baby. I'm overloaded, my head exploded. Ooh, I wanna get you in there. I wanna call ya, I wanna bore ya.
Don't blame me, baby, strange. Don't blame me, baby, strange. Don't blame me. Oh, don't blame me.
Uh-huh, what?
I was playing Shonen Knife Are You. This is what Shonen Knife is.
Well, he wanted, the request was for Shonen Knife and Giant Kitty. And Giant Kitty is what I got at.
Oh, he wanted this band?
Yeah, he wanted Shonen Knife.
Oh, okay. I thought this was a totally something wrong, because it doesn't sound like a rock song at all. I figured it wasn't the same band. That's what Cal wanted.
Shown a knife, yeah. Saturday I go ice skating. Playing tennis is very good too. Sunday, what movie do I wanna watch? How about that new Star Trek flick? Monday to Sunday, 1 week has 7 days.
Okay, now it makes sense.
No, Cal just commented, not that one, LOL. So, I don't know what he's talking about.
But no, I can tell the band's decent. At the end, they jammed. It got cool. So, yeah, that was just a weird one.
Okay.
So, we'll give them another chance. How about Boys, Shonen Knife? I bet this one's cool.